President Ramaphosa has faced significant challenges in the country, particularly around service delivery and real change. On the global stage, however, he has sometimes stood firm, representing the interests of South Africa and the African continent with maturity. Here are some key moments where Ramaphosa showcased his leadership, making bold statements on issues that impact not only his country, but the broader global community. Recently, he found himself at the center of international tension, confronted by Rwandan President Paul Kagame over the country's peacekeeping role in the conflict between the DRC and Rwanda. He also faced criticism from US President Donald Trump and billionaire Elon Musk regarding the Expropriation Act. In both cases, the president responded with diplomacy and composure, making it clear South Africa will not be bullied by external pressure, while also expressing his willingness to engage in meaningful dialogue to resolve misunderstandings.
We are not daunted to navigate our path through this world that constantly changes. We will not be deterred. We are, as South Africans, a resilient people, and we will not be bullied. We will stand together as a united nation, and we will speak with one voice in defense of our national interests, our sovereignty, and our constitutional democracy.
At the new Global Financing Pact Summit in Paris in 2023, Ramaphosa didn't hold back, delivering a powerful message to world leaders about Africa's frustration with global vaccine distribution and the inequalities faced by the continent.
Africa should never be seen as a continent that needs generosity. We want to be treated as equals. Even in the multilateral institutions, we want to be treated as equals. And if our equity is at a low ebb, there must be ways in which that can be addressed. To us, this is very important. Our sovereignty is one of the things that we hold on dearly to. We felt like we were beggars when it came to vaccine availability, when we felt we needed access to vaccines, and the Northern Hemisphere countries had bought all the vaccines in the world and they were hogging them. And they didn't want to release them at the time when we needed them most. And we felt like we were begging. And at times it felt like they would just be droppings from the table, that yes, we will give you that and that. And it got worse when we said we want to manufacture our own vaccines. And when we went to the WTO, there was a lot of resistance, enormous resistance. And we kept saying, what is more important, life or profits by your big pharmaceutical companies? And that too, I must tell you now, generated and deepened that disappointment and resentment on our part, because we felt like life in the Northern Hemisphere is much more important than life in the Global South. President Sisi and I have been talking about a railway from Cape Town to Cairo for years. We will leave that for the next summit, but the one on generating electricity and building power stations on the Inga Dam is the most important. That is immediate, that I believe needs to be addressed now. Let's get that done, and then we will be convinced that you are serious with the promises that you make.
During his address at the United Nations General Assembly in September 2023, Ramaphosa urged the world to recognize Africa's rightful claim to its resources.
Africa is least responsible for the climate damage that has been caused, and yet it bears the greatest burden. Centuries after the end of the slave trade, decades after the end of the colonial exploitation of Africa's resources, the people of our continent are once again bearing the cost of industrialization of the North and the development of the wealthy nations of the world. This is a price that the people of Africa are no longer prepared to pay. Many countries in the North count their assets in the mineral resources that are beneath the African soil. The wealth of Africa belongs to Africans. The mineral wealth that is beneath the soil of Africa must, in the end, accrue to Africans.
In a bold move, South Africa took a stand at the International Court of Justice, accusing Israel of genocide.
Excellencies, South Africa is concerned about the military action by the State of Israel against the people of Gaza, which we have characterized as genocide, is deeply concerning. This genocide led South Africa to approach the International Court of Justice with a view to stopping the killing of innocent women and children in Gaza.
From navigating tensions with global powers to addressing key issues affecting Africa, these moments underscore South Africa's active role in international discussions as the developing country continues to engage with global challenges and assert its position on the world stage. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.